I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. With all the hot weather this week, it's hard to think about planting for spring. Heck, I'm still swimming. But October is bulb planting time, and one of the beauties in the bulb garden is crocus. Crocus are very rewarding. They bloom early with bright, cheery colors and spread over time. They can be grown in a formal flower garden or naturalized in a meadow or orchard. Traditional varieties such as Ruby Giant and Pickwick feature purple or purple and white flowers. I like the yellow-flowered varieties such as Golden Beauty and Romance. The key to getting a big splash of color is to plant lots of crocus close together. Dig a hole and plant bulbs almost touching, about 2 to 3 inches deep. You can also mix crocus with daffodils and tulips. In the same hole, plant the large bulb daffodils about 6 to 8 inches deep and cover them with soil. Plant the medium-sized tulips 4 inches deep and cover those. Finally, plant the crocus on top of all these bulbs. You'll get a succession of blooms stretching into spring. If planting in a lawn or meadow, don't mow too early. Bulbs need their foliage to grow and rejuvenate the bulb for next spring. Don't mow the bulb patch until the foliage starts to yellow in early summer. Critters can be a problem. Mice, voles, and chipmunks love to dig up and munch on newly planted crocus. To help thwart them, sprinkle ground-up seashells into the hole when planting. The critters won't like the sharp edges. For deer browsing in spring, spray with a repellent such as Plant Skid when the bulbs first appear. Next week in the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about winter squash. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.